You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
D-backs start a seven-game homestand tonight against the Los Angeles Dodgers as they come into play 4.5 games behind Chicago for the second wildcard spot in the National League. Welcome to Early BP. I'm Mike Farron. We'll visit with Torrey Lovello in just a couple of moments. But something on the D-backs offense. Since the All-Star break, something interesting has happened to the D-backs offense. They've put the ball in play much more, also getting on base at a higher clip. Their strikeout rate is the fourth lowest in the majors, and their walk rate the fourth highest. So how has that happened? Well, hitting coach Darnell Coles has seen his pupils accept what he and his staff have preached.
The objective is obviously to get in your hitting position on time to make good decisions, but most importantly, any of the questionable pitches, try and lay off best you can, because we're a much better team when we get guys, especially the leadoff guy on base, let alone more guys on base, the more traffic, you know, the better our chances are we're going to score at least more than one run in that inning.
That simple proposition has been repeated consistently to D-backs hitters. That's helped lead to breakouts for players like Nick Ahmed.
There's been a very strong emphasis placed on swinging at the right pitches, knowing, you know, my strengths and weaknesses, what pitches I hit well and what pitches I don't, and then trying to develop my plan and approach each day based on that. In the past, I would kind of chase pitchers around the zone based on where they threw most of their pitches, but now I'm sticking with more of my strength and knowing where pitchers are trying to get me to chase, and knowing that if that ball starts anywhere near that zone, I'm going to take it and dare you to basically throw three right on the corner to beat me.
Five D-backs regulars have seen their strikeout percentage dip in the second half. Gerard Dyson, Eduardo Escobar, Ketel Marte, and Ahmed. But no player has seen better improvement than Christian Walker.
I think, you know, we're just seeing some guys over and over again and just getting a better feel for how they're trying to get us out, how they're trying to approach us as a whole, as an offense, and then individually as well. And I know me specifically, you know, laying off the pitch at the top of the zone, and then as the at bat goes on, it's easy to want to get into swing mode and keep hitting. But you know, just making the pressure be on the pitcher and understanding that you know, he's got to throw a strike first before you hit it. So. Just little things. I think just cleaning up our game and our approach as a whole, but it's helped for sure.
Walker's walk rate has nearly doubled in the second half, while his strikeout rate has dropped from 28% to 20% after the All-Star break. Combined with his hard hit rate, Walker's produced an expected weighted on base average equal to that of Cody Bellinger's since the Midsummer Classic.
Laying off the fastball up, you know, makes me a little less aggressive on you know, the breaking balls away or the strike ball breaking balls that start outside corner and end up going off. So for me, they all kind of feed off each other. So laying off the high pitch also helps shrink the zone, period. So those breaking balls now seem, you know, a little bit less hittable.
For Ahmed, the improvement actually started before the Midsummer Classic.
You know, I was just looking at some stuff. I think it was in June. We were in San Francisco. And I saw a very distinct thing jump out to me on pitches I was hitting really well. It was fastballs middle to upper half of the zone, off speed middle to lower half of the zone, and it was pretty distinct, and I was like, wow, so I want to look for the fastball up in the zone, and then if it's starting in that window, it might be an off speed pitch that might fade to the bottom half, but I'm looking in the bottom half of the zone now for the fastball. Now I'm swinging at something that's not my strength, and then now I'm chasing the off speed that are finishing below the zone, so I'm getting in, you know, less hitters counts, I'm getting less good pitches to hit by default. So it was just looking at the data and the numbers and trying to adjust my approach based on what that told me.
Even with a hitless road trip, Ahmed has an 11% walk rate, 17% strikeout rate, and an OPS of 847 in his last 200 plate appearances.
This is my strength, as clear as day right here. Why would I not stick to that? So maybe in the past it wasn't as distinct of a, wow, here's actually what you're doing. It was maybe a little bit more spread out, so I didn't see it as clearly, but yeah, I was just looking at the data and trying to be observant and taking my, you know, subjective emotion out of it and just trying to look at what it's telling me.
Despite the improvements in walk rate and strikeout rate, the D-backs offense, though, has been closer to the middle of the pack and runs scored in the second half. So what would hitting coach Darnell Coles still like to see in the final month?
Scoring more runs is of the optimum. I think getting the leadoff guy on allows you, you know, at least one more opportunity than it would if the first guy makes it out and the second and third guy do damage or something like that. But I just think offensively, as a group, I think that we've just got to understand what the other team's trying to do and then take what they give you, not try and do too much.
Again, it seems simple, but simple seems to be working. And it's something that Walker and company aren't taking for granted as they try to improve down the stretch.
I think if somebody has some success, maybe looking into it and figuring out how you can learn from it, how you can get better. Nick always talks about getting 1% better every day. If you put yourself in a position to get 1% better at the end of the week, at the end of the series, at the end of the season, the team, yourself, we're probably going to be in a pretty good situation.
And teammates are hopeful that incremental improvement will help push them in this final playoff push. Luke Weaver's going to throw a bullpen session tomorrow as he continues his recovery from elbow issues. D-backs hopeful to get Yoshi Hirano back too. Roster set to expand on Sunday, so we're getting to that point where they'll be able to call up players from Reno to help fill out the roster for the final month of the year. Let's visit a little bit with Torrey Lovello about tonight. Torrey, how was the off day?
Off day was good. It was a day for me to recharge my batteries. And make sure that we're ready for a very, very tough Dodger team and play our best baseball. So I know that the guys were a little bit gassed coming off that road trip. I think we felt good about how it finished. Hopefully they are turning the page after a refreshing off day as well.
And don't want to harp too much on the end of the San Francisco series, but we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about Mike Leake's performance. What was the big difference for you?
Putting the ball on the plate, quick, easy outs. I think he's working the top and the bottom of the zone, and he got a lot of flyouts. And on a day where we were very thin pitching-wise, because it started the last day in Milwaukee where we were asking our guys to do a little bit extra, they certainly answered that call the first day in San Francisco. He stepped up when we needed it most, and that's the behind-the-scenes stuff. But internally, what he was doing, he was attacking the zone. He was fearlessly approaching each at-bat, and he had good results, and he got on a great run.
How has your trust level grown in Kevin Ginkle?
Well, you can see it by the usage. You can see how it's coming along. It started in the fifth and the sixth inning, and then it migrated the seventh and eighth inning. And I'm looking at him in the same way that I looked at Yoshi. He can come into a lot of traffic, a lot of noisy situations. He doesn't let it affect him. There's a lot to be said for that. There's a certain heartbeat that you can have that allows you to make pitches and get big outs, and he certainly has that. So he's going to find himself in those big innings, whether it's the sixth or seventh or possibly the eighth. And if it's a clean inning, he's going to find himself in the very, very back end of these games.
I realize the middle outing was pretty short for Archie Bradley, so it made it easier to use him 3 days in a row and the off day, obviously. Mm-hmm. But as we get into the final month, is that a precursor of some of the different things that you may do with the bullpen in terms of usage patterns?
Yeah, for sure. We were trying to stay away from Archie in the one game. Obviously, Yoan was asked to get a number of outs. We didn't pick up the baseball behind him a couple of times, which made Archie come in and get the big save. But we're all in right now. So to answer your question, yes. If somebody says they're good and it's going to be their third day in a row, we're going to go ahead and grab them. And I think all these guys are out there sacrificing. And it wasn't just him. It was Andrew Chafin who did it 3 times outside of yesterday. It was Kevin Ginkle throwing 3 out of 4 days. It was TJ McFarland throwing 4 out of 5 days. The list keeps going on and on and on. These guys need to be ready. If they're good, they're going to go.
And with that, you're now into the finishing kick. I know that it's not quite September yet, but 29 games to go and ground to make up. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things outside of bullpen usage that change for you in this final month?
Well, a lot of what I've said right now is that I'm going to try to piece together the lineup the best way that I can that's going to maximize run support and going out and doing their job to the best of their ability. So I'm going to match up the best way that I can. And if somebody's tired, too bad. They're going to go out there. If they're going to go out and perform, and I feel like they're going to be the best part of the equation, we have rested them. We have done the best that we could throughout the course of the year for a very, very rugged September.
All right. Ketel Marte back in the lineup today. How was that conversation this morning?
Yeah, so that's a perfect example. Ketel Marte, luckily we dodged the bullet. He got a little a leg cramp in his hamstring. So, maybe if it was April or May, we would have sat him down today, but he came in, said he was good to go. I could tell by the look on his face that he wanted to play. I wrote the lineup out, and his name was in it.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about Hyunjin Ryu. Last time you faced him, he was very good against you. You know you're not going to see a whole lot of fastballs, mm-hmm. and yet every hitter wants to look at the fastball and then adjust from there. Mm-hmm. How, as a hitter, do you have to adjust to a guy that's going to throw everything that moves and very, very few straight ones?
Yeah, we're developing that game plan right now. Maybe hitting backwards, hitting off the changeup instead of hitting off the fastball. Just a couple of things that could help us see and identify the changeup. It's an exceptional pitch. He's got good arm speed. It's coming out of the same tunnel or the same hole as the fastball. And that fastball's got enough on it at this point in the season that he's able to get some swings and misses with the speed differential. So we've got to identify certain counts. We've got to look for the pitch. We've got to make sure it's in the zone.
You've made no bones about the fact that Merrill Kelly needs to have a strong performance tonight. But what can you share with us about the conversations you've had with him? If there's something specific towards the way he attacks LA tonight that needs to happen?
Well, obviously, I've talked about sequencing all year long with our guys and landing pitches, and that's the most important thing, is coming out throwing your best pitch from the first pitch of the game until I come and take you out of the game. And we want to make sure we're maximizing every opportunity to allow him to get into that game plan and get into the rhythm. But I've called him in on several occasions. The last time I called him in, it was talked about. I talked about it publicly, but I've talked to him before that. But the one thing that I notice in the common denominator is he's got some fight, some spunk, and he's pushing back. And I like that. When somebody sits in my office and tells me what they're going to do and they go out there and do it, it's very powerful. So it's up to him now.
Let's get rid of him.
D-backs and LA coming up. BP show at 6. First pitch with Greg and Luis Gonzalez coming up at 6:40 tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with more early BP.